Thanks, Rob. It is time for Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer, right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. Tonight, it's the first warm night of the year. It's the Michigan Avenue Strollers. They're in for a treat. Chicago hip-hop artist Mello Makes Music is here. He just put out a new single, which is getting all sorts of serious play, called Smoke and Mirrors. He set himself apart from the pack by bringing together all sorts of genres to create a very unique sound. Mello hails from the South Side, and he's put out a steady stream of singles over the last couple of years. He does have new music on the way, and he's going to be doing a release party coming up at Juggernaut on the South Loop on Wednesday. You got an RSVP to go. You find that info at his Facebook page. Mello Makes Music in Studio 435 tonight. Here he is with Van Isaacson on the guitar. Here's the song Love at the Brink. Take it away, Mello.
I might end my rebel soon, begin my descent then. Like I don't know nothing, ignore my resentment. Young and ruthless, I was toothless at my grandma's house. For I grew up and went through stuff wearing hand-me-downs. Play your hand, you was bluffing, but it don't matter now. Next day we made up, got to stuffing on your best friend couch. She too caught up on tootsies following me, as if it's fame and attention that I seek. Nah, it, at first sight I knew it was love at the brink. Expedite my reprieve, cause nothing is what it seems. Mama raised me a soldier, said I break a heart but I can never hold one. Yeah, I'm not the boy you picture on your poster. So up and down like we some roller coasters. I didn't wanna take it too fast. Accelerate and the brick will place my foot on the gas. Hated fate, can we make it? Can we make this last? Play your card, play your hand. I say bet it up, now bet it up, we are is ever changing. We aren't is such a strange thing, all reaching for the same things. We aren't is, I say bet it up, now bet it up, ay. Young and ruthless, I was toothless at my grandma's house, ay. For I grew up and went through stuff wearing hand-me-downs, ay. Young and dumb was me and you when we first messed around. Still when we broke up, you got choked up on your best friend couch. I know I messed around, that's why you peeped my phone like, what's that text about? Realty though, maybe I got an ego. She say I'm aggressive, I blame it on my libido. I can't stand watching myself in the third person. I can't close curtains when players is still acting. Passed out, overdose, so blame it on the music. Bet it up, better off than right back to my book. Hey, young and ruthless, I went through it, check my bank account. She too caught up on tootsies following me, as if it's fame and attention that I seek. Nah, and at first sight I knew it was love at the brink. I might end my rebel soon, begin my descent then. Like I don't know nothing, ignore my resentment.
Yeah, how about that? Mello Makes Music in studio 435 tonight. Chicago hip hop artist from Southside is here. He's got a show coming up at Juggernaut in the South Loop on Wednesday. You got RSVP to go. Of course, you can find his info at his Facebook page, Mello Makes Music. He's in studio 435 tonight. That song was called Love at the Brink, and also on guitar, Van Isaacson. Mello, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
So, this is great. I mean, I said at the beginning that one of your strengths and what makes your music so, I just think so mesmerizing, is the fact that you can blend so many different genres. That's a great example of, if people hear hip-hop artists, they don't necessarily think of that as a hip-hop song. Talk about where that comes from, the idea that your music is a blend of genre.
Yeah, that's a great question. I kind of think it just comes from growing up with a very eclectic kind of palette and like source for music. My mom, she has just like a crazy catalog, and she had all these CDs growing up, so I was just exposed to so much. So it kind of naturally took shape.
It's funny because I was reading an article today about you, and they talked about a couple of bands that it was a steady stream of Cure and Nine Inch Nails.
Oh yeah, yeah, lots of the Cure. And it's so funny that it's Nine Inch Nails because I actually don't listen to them much these days. But that kind of led into like my Nirvana obsession growing up. Another band my mom put me onto.
That's interesting because a lot of that music, you know, especially you talk about the Cure and Nine Inch Nails, you don't necessarily connect with hip hop. How do you how do you use the inspiration to be able to create the kind of sound to fit into the genre that you're performing in?
It's interesting. I feel like it's strange, like the feelings of hip hop kind of always felt very synonymous with that of like punk rock and roll. So like even though sonically there's not much in common, like there's something about the emotion and the raw emotion that I connected to it, like for starters, yeah, right. When I first started out. So I feel like that's kind of what, you know, brought those two genres together in my head. And now, like, I can't even go to make a song without, you know what I'm saying, like, belting out a few times or just getting that, you know, that emotional distress
on the
track. So
it's the emotion. It's not necessarily what category you fit in, but it's the emotion,
the passion
emotion, that's put
into
it, right?
Yeah, well, I feel like there's always something to, like, express there. And, you know, people always say, like, you know, you're trying to get let off some steam, scream into a pillow. So I just scream into the microphone. But yeah, and I have a huge appreciation for hip hop and the craft of rapping and stuff like that. So, I feel like that's kind of like where the blend came from. It's just like, you know, my love for all those genres and then also just my need to express myself in such a way.
Where's it come from? I mean, I also read that when you were 11, 12 years old, you got a keyboard and you started working on keys. So talk about where the music comes from in your family.
That's actually interesting, too, because no one in my family prior to me really dabbled into music too much. It was actually my little sister who introduced the idea for me at the age of, around like 12. I was like 11 or 12. She had like a little toy keyboard and she was playing Fur Elise on it. And I was so impressed. And I was like, I can't let her outdo me. It's like that sibling, like
it became like a sibling competition,
right? That competitiveness between us siblings. So, I got my own toy keyboard and started teaching myself a lot of Beethoven's classics just on one hand. And then that kind of evolved to my dad getting me a Casio when I was 13 or so. And then I started teaching myself from there. And then I taught myself guitar from piano. And then I kind of took a break from music for a couple years. It wasn't until I got into college that I picked it back up as a hobby. And then I saw that I could like probably do something with this.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who might be listening right now are like, oh, that sounds like me. At a certain point, you dabble in music, maybe you learn an instrument, you get into college, it becomes a hobby. But there's a big difference between, you know, like that sounds a lot like me in the way that I will learn an instrument and say I want to be a musician and actually being a musician. What is it that takes you from the hobby level to what you're doing now as Mello?
There's so many, I feel like there was, you know, so many factors and like kind of like a domino effect of things that happened that led me to this seat right here. But I guess it was just the idea that I wanted to do something with my life that I felt, you know, really, you know, sure and like happy about, something that I would like wake up and be like, yeah, I'm glad I made that decision. And even though it's hard work, I'm glad that, you know, I'm sticking with this because, you know, I'm truly happy, you know, doing this. It's just like an occupational thing.
Right.
But it wasn't until I saw artists like Chance the Rapper and, you know, Saba, a couple other independent artists from the city come up and start doing this that I realized, yeah, this is a viable career option.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff like that.
I loved hearing that because, you know, even 10 years ago, the idea of being a musician was met with, okay, you have to sort of follow a career path that has already been set out. If you want to be a musician, you have to go here, you got to start playing shows, you got to have a following, you have to get the record industry to pay attention to you and maybe put out a record. Like all that that we all know is out the window now.
Right.
Does that make it easier to be a musician or harder?
I feel like both, like yes to both, like both statements. It is easier and harder to be a musician these days. You know, the beautiful thing is the internet. Anybody who has, you know, an idea, they can get it out there. And that's what basically has changed the music industry in a major way. However, now there's more competition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a bigger pond now. So you're still a little fish in an even bigger pond. But, you know, the possibilities of, you know, rubbing shoulders with somebody on the internet who can make this one song blow up, you know, it's just those chances are higher these days. So yeah. it's kind of weird to gauge what exactly, like, if it's harder now. I'm not sure. I feel like to some degree it's easier, and then at the same time it is hard.
Mello Makes Music is in studio, hip-hop artist. His latest single just came out, Smoke and Mirrors, which you can find on SoundCloud, iTunes, all over the place. He's got a show coming up at Juggernaut in the South Loop on Wednesday. It's a pop-up. You have to RSVP to go.
Yes.
The info is at his Facebook page, Mello Makes Music. He's my guest tonight at Studio 435. We'll hear some more live music coming up here with Mello Makes Music. Stay with us. Mello Makes Music in Studio 435 tonight. Chicago hip-hop artist just put out a new single called Smoke and Mirrors. He's going to be celebrating that single and other stuff at the Juggernaut on South Loop on Wednesday. It's a pop-up show. You got an RSVP to go. Find the info at his Facebook page. Mello, what's that mean? What's a pop-up show for those who are listening?
So basically, it's going to be like a whole experience. So we're going to have some pieces of merchandise that I made for the tour that I just got off of with Taylor Bennett.
Love Taylor. Taylor is a big part of the show.
He was one of my close friends.
He came on and did this, and he came and did a live show. Love that kid.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Tour was great. Love to talk about that in a bit, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to be selling some shirts. There's going to be some drinks, you know what I'm saying, obviously, if you're 21. and then also some unreleased music from my mixtape that I'm dropping on Friday, actually, May 4th.
And so it's just a party.
Yeah.
Well, why do they call it a pop-up? Because it just takes over the store?
I think just because, I'm taking over the store and just throwing some shirts up there just for that one night.
Right.
So. You know, we're just popping up in there, and then we're out of there at 7.
How much of it, you know, as in your career, is it just about the music, or how much of it is about the culture?
I feel like it's always about the culture, but at the same time, the music is driving the culture, so they kind of feel synonymous in that. I just feel like it's one thing, honestly.
For you, I've always, you know, listening to your stuff today, it was fascinating because you have put out single after single after single, but not in the way that I see a lot of other hip-hop artists will drop a mixtape and do 12 tracks at once,
mm-hmm.
or they'll do an album,
mm-hmm.
or even an EP.
Right.
In your career, you've seen single after single after single after single. Still a tremendous amount of material that's been released, but why mm-hmm. do you release it that way? Why do you release it single only?
That's an interesting question. For a while, it was a strategy just to kind of sparsely release singles and kind of, you know, build momentum that way, kind of be like this mysterious force in the music scene until, you know, it was just kind of like I got like this undeniable need to drop a project. But I think nowadays, kind of piggybacking on what we were talking about as far as the internet goes and what changes that's made to music is, you know, we have short attention spans as people in this day and age. So I think it's time for me to drop a bigger body of work. So I'm actually doing that this Friday, like I said.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Just get the reactions off of that.
Absolutely.
And Smoke and Mirrors will be on that.
All right, good. Mello Makes Music in Studio 435 tonight. So we've also got Van Isaacson on guitar. What are we going to hear here?
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. All right. This is the track Freaky Friday. Mello Makes Music. We'll be at the Juggernaut on the South Loop on Wednesday. You have to RSVP to go, so just go to his Facebook page to do so. Mello Makes Music. Here is the track Freaky Friday, Studio 435. Take it away, guys.
I know you hate me a little, I don't blame you. If I was you, I would hate me, cause from your perspective, I think you crazy. If I was you, I would be shady too. Hit you on the daily too. We both stop doing what we said we do. If I was you, I would stop giving it up. Ignore all my calls and stop hitting me up. I like being myself more than being in love. Baby girl, if I was you,
I be more cautious, I begin cutting my losses. Sleep when I'm feeling exhausted, instead of staying up deep in the internet, hoping you see me do what you imagine it. I would see jumping into conclusions, wouldn't look at who liking your selfies. Rid myself from eternal confusion, but run out of reasons to accuse you. Found my power to stop this from happening, draw the line between hurt and abuse. Nah, I wouldn't if I was you. I know you hate me a little, I don't blame you. If I was you, I would hate me a little. Don't like feeling used, no, you hate feeling little. I know you hate me a little, it's okay, dear. Spend so much time, if you was me. You see all the stuff on my plate, you see how been stuck in his ways. You know I'm too stubborn to divvy the weight and to give you away. Can't forget how you play. You know I know you like to cheat. If you was me, you would stop giving it up. Ignore all my calls and stop. Baby girl, if I was you, I know you hate me a little, I don't blame you. If I was you, I would hate me a little. Don't like feeling used, no, you hate feeling little. I know you hate me a little, it's okay, dear. If you was me, you would hate me a little. Spend so much time feeling caught in the middle.
Yeah, Mellow makes music in Studio 435 tonight. That's great, man. That's track Freaky Friday. Well, that Freaky Friday will be on the new stuff coming up on Friday.
It will be.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday will be available on Friday.
All right, new music coming out Friday. This is great. You heard it here first, or not maybe you heard it here
actually.
First. Yeah?
Yeah.
We can claim the exclusive?
You can claim the exclusive. I did perform it on tour, but you know those people very short glimpse.
There you go. There you go. Mellow makes music in Studio 435 tonight. You can see him at Juggernaut at the South Loop on Wednesday. You got an RSVP to go to that show. Find the info at his Facebook page. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back more live performance here in Studio 435. So stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's Download 720 WGN in Studio 435, our weekly segment here on Monday nights where we present the best live music Chicago has to offer in our beautiful Michigan Avenue Showcase Studio, the Allstate Showcase Studio. Tonight, Mellow Makes Music is here. Mellow is a Chicago hip-hop artist from the south side of Chicago who has put out a single, Smoke and Mirrors, and the full project is coming out this Friday. The single is out right now. You can find it everywhere. And he has got a show at Juggernaut in the South Loop coming up on Wednesday. You got an RSVP to go. So the best place to do that would be through the Mellow Makes Music Facebook page. Just type that in and you're good to go. In studio, he's got one more song to play. Before we do that, let's talk a little bit more. I'm always fascinated about Chicago hip hop right now. You kind of mentioned Chance and Taylor as well. You went on tour. When you're on tour and you guys are from Chicago and you guys are going out and do that, does that mean more today than it did 5 years ago?
I mean, I honestly wouldn't know, you know, how to compare it exactly, but it is cool to be able to go out on tour with you know, just all the guys from Chicago and just represent the city as a group of musicians, rather than just it be me and I'm sure they probably feel the same way too.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely cool.
I just wonder because there will be so many fame stories, and Chicago has those stories too, but I think of Los Angeles and even New York of scenes that develop, right? Where you have I read the Motley Crue book, and Motley Crue has the Dirt, which is one of the greatest books. If you've not read it, you should read it. They tell their own story. But in the beginning, when they were all trying to be the hair metal bands of the 80s, every one of those guys lived together. They hung out together. They were at the one club together off of Sunset Boulevard. But you couldn't, they were all interchangeable, meaning they were all in the bands. They all supported each other. They all went to their same shows. Their goal was for their whole movement, their whole scene to make it. Is it like that way in hip hop in Chicago?
I want to say that, you know, a lot of us are trying to get it that way or kind of move in a direction to where we could say that, you know, we really helped each other, you know, achieve some success and some status. I think a city that, you know, not to throw Chicago under the bus because this is my hometown and I love it to pieces, but I think, you know, hip hop in Atlanta is really where you see that kind of community and you see the artists there like really support and hug each other. And You know, I feel like a lot of artists see that happening in Atlanta and are inspired to do the same here. But you know what I'm saying? That's just something we'll see, you know, in the future, hopefully. And I think that with every new artist that pops up every day in the city, you know what I'm saying? Feeling like that, or like feeling like how the guys do in Atlanta, will definitely benefit, you know, the whole scene in the future.
Yeah, I just wonder about that because Chicago is such a big town. And when people say Chicago hip hop, they automatically assume that every artist who is under the umbrella of hip hop in Chicago knows each other.
Right.
But there are a lot of different scenes and there are a lot of different artists that are all trying to make it. Do you see a lot of crossover from, say, the conscious rap or even the stuff that you're doing, which I guess would be classified more like alternative, and say the more the drill stuff or maybe the mainstream stuff that that's kind of being produced here?
I feel like there is a little bit more of a divide between kind of like the drill music in Chicago and then like all the other kinds of music happening in Chicago, which is something that, you know, I personally, you know, I'd love to see those barriers and those divisions kind of erased a little bit more. And I think the media does it more than anything, because, you know, a lot of people actually have known each other for years, you know what I'm saying, just growing up in the city.
Right.
Or going to After School Matters or Gallery 37, like different public like programs that a lot of us kind of were in and out of when we were younger. So I don't know. I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people in music in the city kind of notice as well. So it's interesting. Like, we'll see how that plays out. Also,
I hear I've had a lot of artists in this studio talk about Gallery 37, talk about After School Matters and the after school programs, the arts programs that the city offers for city students, for city public school students.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because, you know, everyone from huge success stories like Chance or Jeremiah was on the show talking about being in After School Matters. Like, it's something that Gallery 37. How important is that kind of thing? These moments, these after school programs, things that people just kind of throw away to an artistic community.
So important. You know, more than words can even explain right now. But you know, giving kids, especially, you know, kids from the South Side, or, you know, kids who are just not growing up in the healthiest of environments, giving them something to do after school that's, you know, conducive is super important. And, you know, I think that's why After School Matters still stands, you know, to this day. But, you know, I haven't been there in a while, but when I was there, the staff was great. They treated the kids really well, you know, gave us, you know, a huge opportunity to, you know, feel like the artist that we wanted to be, you know, very prematurely. And there I did screen printing, which is something completely different than what I do now. But they gave me a chance to really, you know, like really flesh out that craft, and spent a couple years there. And now they throw that thing at the Cultural Center. I don't know if they still do that, but they do it at the end of every summer session. And they give the kids a chance to, you know, showcase their work and really, you know, have an event that's like tailored around, you know, all this work you've been doing all summer. It's just a real quick and easy way to empower, you know, the youth. So I think, I basically think things like that are very important in the city. I'd love to see more different like infrastructures like that pop up, but we'll see. I think Melody Lucas used to run it. I don't think she does anymore.
Yeah,
that's George Lucas's wife. Yeah, right. For anybody who doesn't know, we were all super geeking out about that.
I was gonna say, you got all the elite names for us. But okay, I'm another thing that always gets mentioned, and I love this through line about one of the other things that the after school programs do is that it brings a lot of kids together from different backgrounds, different parts of the city, in a way that's also what the high school system in Chicago does, because you don't necessarily go to high school next to where you live. It means you have to take trains and buses and other places, and that can be a pain in the ass when it's happening.
Right.
But you start to meet new people, other like-minded students, and you also experience different cultures. Mm. Is it similar in your when you think about your experience at After School Matters and
100%.
Whatever, and how it affects you as an artist and a musician today?
Yeah, I mean, I made a lot of my friends that went to other schools because of After School Matters, which I thought was like, you know, super important. Just to get that, you know, diversity, and like, there's so much different culture in different neighborhoods in Chicago is so interesting. You know, some people say that it's one of the, like, it's a super liberal city, but it's a super segregated city. And I kind of stand by those words a little bit, because you can kind of, you know, tell when there's kids from, you know, who go to Lane Tuck versus the kids who went to De La Salle or wherever you are in the city. So After School Matters kind of just broke all those bridges down, and you're just in one building, you know, every day or every weekend or whatever it is. So yeah, it was definitely a cool opportunity to meet other kids my age interested in the same things in the city. And it's funny because, like I said, a lot of those kids are the same people who I still interact with, like, you know, every weekend, going to the club or whatever, going to work on some stuff at Soho House or whatever it is. Those people are still very active in the same community, and it's just cool to see us all grow up and get older.
Milo Makes Music in studio tonight. We're talking about his career and also listening to some live music. We got another track coming up here. You could see him at Juggernaut in the South Loop on Wednesday. Got an RSVP to go. The best place to do that is Facebook page. You got the link there. Milo Makes Music is the page. Your music, Smoke and Mirrors is a good example. When we talked at the beginning of this segment, we talked about how you mix genres. There's a lot going on. But there's a lot going on in that song. And a lot of your songs, I mean, you can really tell the production on that is much more advanced than just a normal hip-hop track. You've got a couple of vocal tracks. You've got a lot of different instrumentation. Mm-hmm. Talk about the production that goes into your music. What are you trying to accomplish? Because you are very good at blending the genres. And I mean, at one point, being able to rap, one place to sing, one to put a bass track on. I mean, there's a lot going on. Talk about the production of the music.
I think, you know, early on with the record I had called Murphy's Law, I realized, you know, at least to a very basic level, like kind of like the formula for how to, you know, pull off what I was trying to do. So I've like fine tuned the balance so much, it's hard to even like nitpick it and like tear it apart. Cause it's just like I said, I put on a beat and then I'm just like doing that, you know, whatever that is, like screaming, rapping thing, whatever that thing is. But you know, I say, just going into it with that mindset that I need to get some stuff off my chest, but then also, you know, having collaborators like Van, who's right behind me, you know, introduce his violin to the song or play guitar on the song, stuff like that, kind of like, you know, just takes it up a level than just, you know, using just the production that I work on with the producer. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's a whole beast in and of itself, is just that production and what that producer does. You know, that's its own collaboration.
Yeah, and I was going to say, what comes first? Does the music come first, or does the lyrics? Does the like you said, what you want to say?
It honestly depends. Lately, I've been really melody heavy, so I actually start with the melody oftentimes with the production. Martin Sky is one of my collaborators who I do production with, who's another artist in the city. And the way we were kind of doing it for a while is, you know, he would start making the beat and I would just sit next to him. I'd start humming melodies, trying to figure out what would be good for a hook, what would be good for, you know, a catchy like verse, like 4-bar melody, stuff like that. And I would just record voice memos over and over again. And then I would just like weed through those later and figure out what the hottest one was. But I would kind of like help the beat like become fleshed out with those melodies as well. So sometimes it's built from the ground up like that. Yeah, sometimes right. I get a beat in my email and I'm like, man, this is hot. So I just do my thing on it. Then I might embellish it or ask, like I said, Van to hop on or another musician who I think could complement the track with their instrument of choice, stuff like that. So I think a lot of those elements combine to make what I like to call like a more cinematic experience when you listen to
it. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
I just want people to, you know, kind of like get into the atmosphere that I'm trying to set, basically the scene I'm trying to set.
Yeah, it's very cinematic. That's a good way to describe your music.
Yeah.
Milo Makes Music is my guest tonight at Studio 435. He's got a new single out right now, which you can find on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the places, Spotify. Smoke and Mirrors is the track. And Friday, new music is going to drop. It should include Smoke and Mirrors, include the music we heard tonight, Freaky Friday, as well as a show coming up on Wednesday at Juggernaut in the South Loop. It's a pop-up. You got to RSVP to go. Find the info on the Facebook page, Milo Makes Music. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We will get one more live song in Studio 435 with Milo Makes Music. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. Studio 435. We have the best live music Chicago has to offer every night in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here in beautiful Michigan Avenue every Monday night. Be awesome, Bob. Bob Ferguson does the production. If we did this every night, that'd be great, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'd love it. Chicago hip-hop artist Mello Makes Music is here. He just put out a new single called Smoke and Mirrors. And that you can also that music will be out. It's out right now, the single, but you can also get the full package on Friday. Mello's going to be at Juggernaut in the South Loop on Wednesday night. You got an RSVP to go. Go to his Facebook page, Mello Makes Music, to get all that information. We're ready for our last track tonight. Mello Makes Music with Van Isaacson on the guitar. Here is the song Sleepless. Take it away, guys.
I slipped and fell on the blackest ice. Was moving at the speed of light. It still overseen, overlooked. Me once came for me twice, though I was like eight, trying to dance like Mike. Cirque du Soleil, now walk the tightrope. Learned to live life when it's something to die for. Now the reception say I'm seamless, can't take no breaks, and I see the light for. Achieving achievement, broke the seams, and the whole scene seen. They say I folks, fashion died at the speed of light. Was moving at the foot, me once came for me twice, though I was like, hey, trying to dance like Mike. Cirque du Soleil, now walk the tightrope, learn to da 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 da. This ritual made it habitual. Soon I'm collecting residuals. This that original digital. Martin said, send it up. But I need some love, I don't get enough. I'm just the product of growing up. Look how it ended up, yeah. I'm finna send it up. This individual, I'm not a cynic, atypical, the dissonant. Do 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 do. This for the dreamless. This for the ceaseless. This for the seekers. Oh, planted our seeds. This for the sleepless. Yeah. This for my city. I speak for the speechless. Ooh. This for my city. Departed friends. This for my city, my exes who sneak. This. This for my city, my city, my city, repeat. This, do, 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 do.
Yeah, all right. Mello Makes Music live in Studio 435 tonight. You can check him at Juggernaut in the South Loop on Wednesday. Got our RSVP for that show, so find the info on his Facebook page. Also, Smoke and Mirrors is out on all the placing in SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. New music on Friday. Mello Makes Music, a Chicago hip-hop artist in Studio 435 tonight. Mello, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was great.